نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله، with توفيق of Allah سبحانه وتعالى، we begin Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 1 to 3. We will begin with the word meanings, إن شاء الله. Alif Lam Mim. This is Alif Lam Mim. These letters are recited separately. There is no translation for these letters. These letters are called harufi muqatta'at. No one knows their meaning, therefore we will not write any meanings for them. Dhalika means that. As we say, that boy, that girl. It's used to point out. Al-kitab. Root word is kataba, means something written, or holy scripture, a letter, or lohe mahfuz, which is a book near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al da kitab, book, la not, raiba doubt. Now raiba is such a word. It means doubt. There are many words to describe doubt in Arabic. One word is shak, means doubt, being doubtful. But this is when you are 70% sure that something is correct. But 30% you are not sure or doubtful about that matter. Another word is miryah, which is 90% convinced. So this is true 90%. And 10% doubt that this may not be true. The last stage is Reba, which is 99% sure or true, and only 1% feeling that this is not true or there's doubt about the matter being true. So this indicates just a very slight amount of doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said shakkan fi or la miryatin fi. But he uses the word reiba, that not even this much doubt of 1% is allowed in heart, that this is the truth. Now, fihi, this word is made up of fi, fa, ye, plus he, ha, with a kesra. So, fihi. Fi means in, he means it. Hudan. Guidance. We learned about hidayah in the previous lessons. We learned levels of guidance. First level is telling someone about the path, and the second level is you take someone by the hand and take them to the destination. Lil muttaqin. First, we will look at the beginning lam with the kasra. It means four, and the ending ya noon fatha. Its ending means plural. Now the middle, muttaqin, is waw qaf ya. This is the root meaning pious, to safeguard oneself. So muttaqin, one who adopts taqwa, or one who safeguards themselves from sinning. Alladhina, those who, or these who. This word is used as a connecting noun. Yu'minuna. The beginning ya indicates a third person. The waw noon at the end of the word indicates they, which is also a plural form. In the middle, we find the root hamza mim noon, aman, which means peace, security. From this root word, we find the word iman. And so whoever brings iman or faith will come into peace and security. Bil-ghayb. The back kasra in the beginning is the same as we learn in the word bismillah. And it means with. When it comes after yu'minuna, it means believing in it and accepting it. Now the rest of the components of the bil-ghayb is al-ghayb. Al-da. Ghayb. Ghayaba. Is something that is unseen, which is beyond the five senses given to humans. Something one cannot see, nor hear, nor touch. So something beyond the senses. Next is wayuqimuna. The root word is qaf waw mim. This root word was found in the word muttaqin, meaning straight, establishing. So yuqimuna, they establish. Where was the word they indicated? The ya in the beginning. As waw noon in the ending indicates a plural, here ya is used. As-salata. The root word is sawd lam waw. It means heating something upon fire. As when one prays, it removes the impurities from the person. When something is boiled, it removes its impurities. We all know its normal meaning, which is salah, which means praying or namaz. Next is wamimma. This is made up of two words, min and ma. They are merged to form mimma, as we merged is not to get isn't or are not into aren't. So min means from, ma, what or whatever. Razaqnahum from razaqaf, rizq, provision. The standing fatha upon noon is actually a noon fatha alif. As we learned previously about noon fatha alif, what it means, and when the word begins with the noon fatha, it indicates the same thing. It means we and the past tense. So far, we broke it down to razaqna. That means we give rizq or provision. Hum in the ending means they. Yunfikun. Again, ya in the beginning indicating third person. And waw noon indicating the plural form. In the middle is nun fa qa, meaning nafaqa, which means a tunnel. Just as a tunnel is carved out of a mountain and has the opening at both ends, this word is used for spending. Because when you earn, you spend the money. So it comes in one end and it goes out the other. Or if there's a hole in the pocket, then the money just goes out. So yunfikun, they spend. So here we end our word meanings of Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 1-3. Alhamdulillah.